he whispered, and rolled over on his stomach.
Water!
I'll get some, Brady said. He touched Eddie's shoulder and felt the fever heating his body. Grabbing up his now empty soda bottle, he raced to the river. They stayed in camp all day and night. Eddie moaned in his sleep, waking Brady from frightening, confusing dreams. Each time he woke, he felt Eddie's forehead. It was always hot. In the early morning light, he went back down to the river and refilled the soda bottle. Kneeling beside Eddie, he tore off a piece of his shirt tail and, pouring a little water over it, bathed Eddie's face and arms, but Eddie's skin just seemed to get hotter. Fighting tears, Brady remembered that his mother had always given him aspirin for a fever. He wished they hadn't been so foolish as to have spent all their money. They had both thought they would earn more by getting Blackie to perform again. The trick, they had decided, was in getting a crowd, so Blackie had an audience to show off for. Brady thought about taking Blackie. Maybe he would talk enough to pay for the aspirin. But then he decided not to take the bird. Blackie might refuse to talk at all, especially without Eddie, and he'd be wasting valuable time. He wondered if the man in the grocery store would give him two aspirin. He had generously added two extra cans of peaches when Brady told him about the Gaines family, so he might. He sure hoped so. Otherwise, what would he do? He hated to leave Eddie alone, but there was nothing else he could do. His decision made, he squatted beside Eddie and touched his shoulder.
I'm going to get you some aspirin, he said. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Eddie opened his eyes and tried to speak, but the words came out so garbled and low that Brady could not understand him. Eddie's breath was coming in short, rasping gasps, and he moaned almost constantly now, his face twisted with pain. Brady looked up at Blackie, perched on a tree limb. Tears clouded his eyes, so the crow was just a hazy black blur.
Please watch over him, he whispered,
and getting to his feet, he set off running through the jungle.